The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, News Talk is coming together with local businesses and communities right across the country to champion green, encouraging the public to shop locally and help businesses in the community bounce back from the impact of the coronavirus. Caulfield Country Boards is a unique family-run Irish business that prides itself in creating functional and sustainable kitchenware and tableware for every occasion. And on the line now is Pierce Caulfield, owner of Caulfield Country Boards. Pierce, good morning and welcome.
Pat, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk about the origins of the business, because you are, I think, an expert in joinery.
Yes, yeah, so the family business was set up in 1978, making joinery for architects in Dublin. And then due to the last recession, we actually moved away from the joinery and started supplying sustainable hardware, home and giftware for retail outlets such as the Kilkenny Group and House of Ireland and Trinity College.
So before that, Pierce, were you actually doing bespoke stuff for builders?
So a lot of our joinery would have been for listed buildings in Dublin, buildings that would have joinery that would have had to go back the exact same way, so the likes of slide and sash windows and round arch front doors and the likes of that. So it was all bespoke. It was all very architecture led, and that's what we were doing before the recession.
So the problem there was recession came, and that kind of expensive joinery was not in demand. Who came up with the idea to make the kitchen stuff?
Well, we actually collaborated with another Irish business called Sheridan's Cheesemongers at the start. We went into production of cheese boards for them. We saw an opening in the market and we decided to expand it out and see if we could tap into some of the retail outlets around Ireland. And I guess about 6 years ago, we would have started doing trade shows around Ireland and exhibiting. And we kind of found our feet from there. We started supplying small independent shops and then we broke into some of the bigger groups.
So your product range, I looked at your website last night and you have a number of different product ranges. But basically kitchen boards, the Stag range, the Hare range, the Native Irish range. And these are all presumably made from Irish wood.
Yes. So we came out with last year, we came out with our Native collection. And the concept behind that was Native Irish timber. They were all Native Irish animals. And the artist, which is our sister, Deirdre, she actually drew the sketches, which we laser engrave onto the pieces. So everything's authentic. Everything's Irish made, reflecting Irish countryside and Irish landscapes.
Now, securing the timber, do you kind of harvest timber at a certain age or do you look for fallen timber?
So we kind of work for both. We have a couple of suppliers around Ireland that would supply us with the Irish timber, but then we would have bespoke pieces as well. We actually took timber out of Trinity College. So Trinity approached us. We took the trees that were being felled and the pieces that had fell during storms, and we actually took their trees, cut them down, kiln and dried them, and we actually made pieces for Trinity College out of Trinity timber.
Now, how have you survived the lockdown, the closing of retail? Because, you know, the tourists who might travel the country drop into different retail outlets and bring back a souvenir of Ireland, a practical, usable souvenir. How have you fared?
Yeah, so it's been tough. The day before St. Patrick's Day, the phone started ringing here and all our stockists started putting our an order book that was full for the year on hold. So we had to reinvent ourselves again, and we were luckily involved with the nursing department in St. Michael's House, and we started making PPE. So we designed face visors, ear protecting clips for the loop masks. And we started supplying the likes of the Mater Hospital, the Royal Victoria Eye and Ear, and that kept us going through the COVID period. And then as other industries started to re-emerge, such as the hospitality and the retail sectors, we started making the COVID screens. So that kind of kept the business going, while in the background we saw our website sales hugely grow over that period, which was a great surprise. It kept the business open. So we're hoping that that can continue to grow, and as our retail outlets that we supply over the country, as they begin to reopen, that they'll also see the support of the Irish people and they can continue to grow and reopen better than before.
All right. Well, it's a great success story, as you say, reinventing yourselves not once but twice, but presumably going back to the second reincarnation full time on the country boards. Pierce, thank you very much for joining us. That's Pierce Caulfield, the owner of Caulfield Country Boards.